This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Lynette and Kate and I talked a little bit, all right, more than a little bit, about inflation up at the top of the program. The subtext was something called PCE, personal consumption expenditures. It came out this morning, up 5.2% in March, just a hair lower than February. And we're talking about PCE right now because
that's the primary inflation measure that the Fed is using to make monetary policy decisions.
That's Julie Smith at Lafayette College. And we got her on the phone to talk PCE because the Fed, as I mentioned, meets next Tuesday and Wednesday. Now, regular listeners to this program will know there are two main measures of inflation that get most of the coverage. The CPI, Consumer Price Index. We talk about that a lot. And PCE. Why, though, do you suppose PCE gets so much Fed love?
There was a big study that came out by the Boskin Commission in 1996.
The Boskin Commission, technically the advisory commission to study the Consumer Price Index, established back then by the Senate Finance Committee.
And they looked at several different types of biases that the CPI had, the largest being substitution bias.
Substitution bias. What you need to know is that the CPI calculates inflation using a fixed basket of more than 100,000 consumer products tracked over time. The key phrase there being fixed baskets. And what the Boskin Commission found was that because of that, the fixed basket, the CPI runs the risk of overestimating inflation. Hence, the Fed's preference for PCE and its distinctly unfixed basket. Remember, substitution bias? Here's Julie Smith again.
I would say that fixed basket doesn't allow consumers to substitute away from goods and services whose prices are rising. So the Fed views the PCE as more accurate because it allows us to do what we all do when we go to the grocery store, which is we say, oh, this good's gotten more expensive. Oranges have gotten more expensive, so maybe I'll buy grapefruit.
And so what we actually do as consumers, substitute cheaper stuff for the more expensive stuff, shows up in PCE. However, just because the Fed likes PCE more doesn't mean the Fed only uses PCE.
The CPI provides us a lot of information about inflation, and the Fed chose the PCE, and it's important that we understand it. But at the end of the day, they're looking at all these measures of inflation.
Julie Smith, she's at Lafayette. Jay Powell and the gang at the Fed Tuesday, Wednesday, next week.